I'm Jill Reed, and this is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. We're talking audiobooks with Kendra Winchester. She's a contributor to Audiophile. Hey, Kendra.
Hello.
What are we discussing today?
So we are talking about women who are divorcing their husbands.
Oh, that, okay. Done that.
That is the whole experience for today. So this is This American Ex-Wife, How I Ended My Marriage and Started My Life by Liz Lenz, read by the author.
Okay. So is it a memoir?
It's sort of both. It is like a braided memoir, I guess I see people talking about, where there is one through line that is Liz Lenz's experience divorcing her husband. And then also she interviews other women and does research and looks up stats and all sorts of things about women and divorce in America.
So sort of a social commentary that leans into a personal history?
Yes, that's a great way to describe it. And, you know, I've been listening to Liz Lenz's podcast, This American Ex-Wife, that she's created to promote this book. And, you know, I've been a longtime subscriber to her Substack, The title. And I really was looking forward to this book. And as soon as it hit my phone, I was listening to it. And I think that Liz Lenz strikes a great balance of personal narrative and research.
And how, and she's the narrator. So how is she narrating?
I think she captures a lot of that, like sitting across from you in a cafe with a cup of coffee telling you her story. I think she struggles at moments because she's reading slowly, and to gain momentum and interest, it will take some skill. But overall, I just really appreciate her as the person who is telling me her story.
Okay. And tell me what else about the book that appealed to you.
So one of the things I really appreciate is, you know, she's specifically talking about her experience as former evangelical woman and how that deeply impacted her getting married so young and not really taking her time when looking for a spouse and just all the, you know, misogyny and sexism that was built into that culture, and how while she was leaving that culture, her husband didn't really join her. And so that ended up in ending their marriage, and it was an unhappy marriage. But she realized that her kids deserved a happy mom, and that might mean two households, but that would be better for them in the long run and better for her.
I mean, isn't she arguing in this book, from what I've sort of seen about it, that walking away is actually a strong thing to do?
Yes. Yes. And, you know, a lot of people, like she describes in the book, the most common thing is they say, well, you know, you should stay for the kids. But if you're not the best person you can be, if you're not the best parent you can be, then walking away can actually be the best thing for your kids.
Well, why don't we hear a little bit?
So this is, I feel like, captures her humor a lot. And this is kind of the last straw for her, is when she walks in and once again, the trash has not been taken out, and it's all over the place.
Mm. Okay, just a moment for that, yes. This is This American Ex-Wife, How I Ended My Marriage and Started My Life. It's written and read by Liz Lenz.
My marriage ended on a Monday. I walked into my house at 1 a.m., having just completed a 16-hour round research trip to Indiana in 24 hours. I was trying to write my first book, while raising a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old with little child care. And the care I did have was cobbled together Rube Goldberg style from friends and a part-time daycare program at a church. I opened the back door and stepped over the usual pile of shoes and coats into the kitchen. I flipped on the light and saw a trash bag on the floor, spilling the detritus of my life. Go-Gurt wrappers, tissues, plastic plates, goldfish crackers, damp napkins, orange peels, dried chunks of cheese, and a broken toy from a fast food chain.
Well, she is very funny.
Yes.
But I find her voice annoying. I mean, it's a sing-songy kind of thing that, you know, that it's hard to listen to.
Yes. And so I would recommend that people like listen to the sample and try it out. And if not something, you know, that you're into, then skip this one on audio. But I think she is really funny. And as over the course of time, she does relax into it. But overall, I think her story is really compelling. And so I just listened to it straight through. Like, I really couldn't stop listening, even though I was noting some flaws.
Right. Because the story itself was so compelling.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And her research is interesting. And I think ultimately it comes down to that women are allowed to be single and they can be perfectly happy. And we don't need a partner of any kind to be happy. And that's an important note, I think.
I agree. That is This American Ex-Wife. It's written and read by Liz Lenz. Thank you so much, Kendra. I really appreciate it.
Of course.
Behind the Mic is sponsored by the new audiobook, Unsinkable, inspired by the true stories of Violet Jessop, survivor of the Titanic and the Britannic sinkings. Available now everywhere audiobooks are sold. Follow Behind the Mic wherever you get your podcasts. Leave us that rating on Apple. It does help people to find us. I'm Joe Reed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.